Today is Friday, July 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Play Day. There's a nice photo of a guy on a slip and slide, for those of you who know what a slip and slide is. It's National Daiquiri Day, one of my favorite alcoholic beverages, because as you guys know, well, as I think you know, I love sweet drinks. I like, think Kool-Aid when it comes to alcohol. And I also love slushy beverages. I'm a big fan. It's also International Retainer Day. I have a retainer. Well, I don't have one that I currently wear. It wouldn't fit me. But when I had braces, after they took them off, they created a retainer to keep everything in place. And you could design them. And so I selected like musical notes and all this kind of stuff. I don't really like it, but it was creative. And then it's National Words with Friends Day. There you go. I guess there are a few people in Pride 48 that are going to be celebrating Words with Friends Day. We even have a Words with Friends. No, we don't. We have a Wordle. It's completely different. But I know there are some Pride 48ers that play Words with Friends, or that at least they used to. I know Big Fatty used to play. I've been catching up on Big Fatty episodes. I still have 16 episodes left. What had happened was I decided I wanted to start reading again. And I really enjoy reading physical books. But I have trouble finding time to just sit down and open a book and read it. And most of my time is when I'm doing other things like working out, doing my steps, cooking dinner, you know, whatever the case may be, which is when I would normally listen to podcasts. And so I signed back up for Audible because even if I'm not going to have time to actually read books, you know, physical books, which I still would like to find time to do that. And I know anything you want to do, you can probably find time to do it. But I wanted to get back into consuming books, whether that be listening to them or reading them or whatever, you know, reading the physical copy. And so the past couple of months, I have not listened. I'm behind on all of my podcasts. My favorite podcast, which is The Morning Stream. It is not a Pride 48 podcast. I'm always up to date on it. Like, I always listen the day they come out or at the latest the day after. And these are hour and a half to 2 hour episodes. And I listen religiously almost every day. It's 5 days a week or 4 days a week, but I'm constantly listening to that. Even that, I have 6 or 11 episodes that I'm behind on that. So Freakonomics, which I listen to every week, 11 episodes. No Stupid Questions, 7 episodes. How We Survive, which is it's a climate themed by Marketplace. I have 6. A lot. Pod Is My Co-Pilot, quite a few. Stuff You Should Know. Yeah. All of that. I had subscribed to a podcast by a YouTube group that I like to watch called Sorted Food. They're from Great Britain and they have a podcast as well. So I had subscribed to it. 11 episodes behind on that one as well. So there you go. I'm behind on all my podcasting, but I'm trying to get caught up. So I started listening to Big Fatty while I was walking this week. And I still have 16 episodes to go. All right, so let's go back. We are going to wrap up the vacation today, come hell or high water. But if you guys have questions that I didn't answer, you can always call in. Or if there was something I said that I was going to cover on Geeky Gay in my recordings last week when Daniel was covering for me that I didn't, please text me or call me and let me know and I will cover them. If you do listen to the mix, I am going to cover a few things there. And if you listen to Throwing Down, I'm also going to cover, or I did cover a couple of things there. So, all right. So the day that we went, Low and Skylift, we talked about beautiful views, took really great pictures. We had dinner at Jamie's Italian. It was good. Ventriloquist show, you guys. You have to. This ventriloquist, America's Got Talent. I don't remember his name. Season 10 winner. Paul Zerdin is his name. He's kind of attractive, too. I don't know how old he is. Let me see if it says he's 51. For 51, he's, I mean, not that a 51-year-old can't be attractive, but he is attractive. He's very funny. And I love ventriloquism, but he got a standing ovation. It was the only standing ovation of any of the shows that we saw while we were on the cruise. He was by far the best show. It was so good. So if you guys have not, if you are a fan of ventriloquism, you should look him up on YouTube. I have not looked on YouTube. I've only seen him live because before this, I had never heard of the guy at all. And now I want to find more material by him. Maybe if he does a tour, I would be interested in going. But he's not to the level of Jeff Dunham, which is the other really is the famous ventriloquist. So I don't know that this guy does tours. He's performing on cruise ships, so obviously maybe he's not at tour level. But I would pay to go see him again. There was some drama about the Flom Railway because I love trains. I love train rides. And we had booked in advance these tickets, but apparently this Flom Railway is one of the top most beautiful railway trips in the world. And we had to pick a time that was really close to the time that the ship was docking, and I didn't know if we were going to make it. And they said the time we were docking was 8:30, and the train was also supposed to be leaving at 8:30. Luckily, we docked 30 minutes early, and we were able to get it the next morning. Also, just, yeah, that's it. So that was that day. So that was day five. Day six, we did catch the train. See, picking is always hard on these because you need to know, like, oh, what side is the view going to be on, you know? And this is a completely full train. So once you pick a seat, that's it. But we got some good photos. I enjoyed it. It was a relaxing train ride. I got a lot of photos out of the window. We went back and had dinner at the buffet. And then we went on tour to this beautiful viewing area. Mark injured his foot. He had already injured his foot 2 weeks earlier. He sprained his ankle while he was running. His ankle was just starting to heal when we went on this trip. And he stepped off of a median he didn't realize was there because this boy never looks at the ground. He never looks at his feet. I'm surprised he doesn't trip more. It was a beautiful view. Beautiful view. We had a good time. The tour guide was really funny. She was like a Swedish girl, but she was really funny. And anyway, so there was Family Feud that night. I was a little bit annoyed because kids kept running up every round and trying to play again, even though he said you're only supposed to play one round. And the next day was a sea day. And so it was a sea day. So I just deleted something I didn't mean to delete. So I hope it wasn't important. The next day was a sea day. It was a little foggy outside. We went to a Broadway show. It was fun. And there was drama on that one, but I'm going to save that one for the mix to talk about a little bit more. And so that was day seven. And then the next day, it's always sad the last day of the cruise or even the night before, because you're having to pack. They put the luggage tags on your stuff. And they're like, okay, here's the procedure for leaving. And you're like, oh, my vacation is over. I mean, for us, though, it was less sad this time because we have another cruise coming up in October So we need to start planning for that. So we knew we were going to be on another cruise, or we were going to be traveling again within 3 months. So, you know, it was less that way. Got back to London the next morning. No troubles getting off the ship. And we made it back to London, checked into our hotel. The hotel we picked was close to the airport, but I had booked a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, not close to the airport. And so it was like an hour and a half each way to get to this restaurant. But we did it. We walked around. We bought some fondant fancies from Marks and Spencer because those are my favorite, so that I could bring them home. So I brought 3 boxes home with me. We had a good Italian meal. 1 Michelin star, but it was good. The service was less than stellar, but the food was really tasty. We did the chef's tasting menu with the wine pairing, and both of us were feeling good at the end of the dinner. And then, yeah, we caught our plane the next day. 10-hour flight back to Houston. And we made it home. And Sydney survived, but she was flea-ridden when we picked her up, and she smelled like cigarette smoke. So I will not be using Tray B from Rover ever again. But that's my trip. We're done. A little bit more details on the mix, so listen to that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.